It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. Yet some kids are protesting while Trump fans investing their time with good cheer. Sing, it's the most wonderful time in.
Sorry about last week, but every once in a while life gets in the way of your good intentions. And we were actually really busy in the store. We're still in the middle of a remodel. The store is absolutely twice the size it was. We have a new seminar area, classroom, and then all of a sudden we had to completely strip out half the bait room and rebuild half of the bait room. And everything just all kind of snowballed into the fact where we just never got time to sit down and do it. And Robert's got to take a couple days a week off. I keep telling him, we both can't be burnt out. One of us has to be, you know, reasonably sane in a good mood, you know. If I'm working 7 days a week, he's got to get a couple days a week off. And so, anyway, we're back. And it is up on the Peace River. I haven't heard a lot this week, and it should have, because it's cold, and that's when all the fish should be there.
Right. I've only gotten a couple of reports, and honestly, it was all Shell Creek or way up past Arcadia. Those are literally the two reports that I've gotten of
what's
good,
up past credible Arcadia?
Big snook and some juvenile tarpon.
Any idea where?
Bowling Green area, Wachula. One guy who fishes between Bowling Green and Arcadia, he just goes and fishes random places. And he got into some bass, too. He got a couple bass that were in the 3 and 4 pound range, but he got a snook that was 42 inches and several in the mid to upper 30s, all on big swim baits. And he did get one on a topwater lure, and that's when he caught the bass. He was throwing just a Zara puppy. And just having a fun time because he's got a couple of bass spots up there where he produces. And then right there at the Shell Creek area between the trestle and the dam itself, there's been some snook, some juvenile tarpon, a lot of gar, and the mangrove snapper is starting to move back in there a little bit more. One guy that was catching trout, I haven't heard from him all week, but I would think that those fish would still be there, you know, in the along the channel going from you know basically Harbor Heights up to the power lines, but that's just a random guess more than anything else.
Okay. I wonder if I actually misspelled Wachula or if the machine just doesn't know what it is.
It probably doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's a pretty hard one.
I got Wachula.
I think there's two L's in it.
Doesn't like that one either.
Okay.
All right. Going down to the next place, I-75.
I-75's had some black drum and a few snook, but the snook have been small, and so have the trout that have been being caught there. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet, unfortunately.
All right. 41 Bridge.
That's been a little bit better. I've had quite a few reports there. Black drum of all sizes, from little 12 inchers up to 20 pounds. Snook from 10 inches to 30 inches, day, early morning and at night. There has been a few juvenile tarpon there, but nobody's hooking them. They're just seeing a couple roll at night around the lights. And then the trout fishing has started to pick up. They're catching mostly like smaller to slot size fish, but a couple guys fishing at night for the snook are actually catching 18 and 20 inch fish.
Cool. All right. Let's go to Lashley Pier.
Some trout Been a couple of sheep's head caught off of there. A lot of small mangrove snapper. One guy caught about a 2-pound bluefish off of there the other day. He was pretty impressed by that. So was I, for that matter. I'm surprised it didn't bite him off. That's about all I got there.
Okay, and Bayshore Pier is closed.
Closed.
Alright. And the Port Charlotte Canal System.
It's been weird. Behind my house, it's terrible. But snook, small jacks, trout at the mouths of the canals, especially there around the beach complex area. Some nicer mangrove snapper up in the Ackerman Waterway and the Pelham Waterway. And there's been some juvenile tarpon and snook over in the spring, regular spring lake, especially as you get your way up closer towards Midway there. A couple of guys been doing real well around that bridge. So it's been not too bad, unless you're just behind my house.
Yeah, I get that.
She's been stumped, like, literally, like, 5 nights in a row. Not even a bite. The only thing she would catch is a couple little baby mangs on a shrimp.
Hmm. That's weird, because you're in a good...
I'm not even seeing fish pop, even a ladyfish, nothing, literally for about 6 or 7 days.
Wow.
It's a little strange.
Okay, let's see, the Elgabine Pier.
Trotter's starting to pick up there a little bit more. They seem to be varying in sizes. Sheep's head are really starting to move in there. Some mangrove snapper, of course. And they are starting to pick up a few more snook of assorted sizes. Mm-hmm. The trout and the sheep's head are getting most of the people excited, though.
The rest of the Myakka River area?
Honestly, I don't have much in the cutoff or anything, and I don't know if it's because it was the wind and it was too shallow or what.
No idea. All right, South Gulf Cove.
Some snook, some bass. One guy got a 30-inch redfish off of his dock back there. He was super excited. There has been also still some tilapia and Mayan cichlids cooperating a little bit, but the one guy said they've slowed down with this chilly weather.
Yeah.
But they've at least been back there, so it's not too bad. And at least finally some people coming back from the wintertime to give us a few more mixed reports back in there, which is nice.
Yeah, I was at the Englewood Fishing Club last night. Boy, that's a nice bunch of people up there.
Yeah.
They meet at the Rotunda thing. There's a big thing in Rotunda there, and they meet there.
It's like a civic association or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But nice folks. A lot of fun. And you don't have to be a member to go to the meeting and just check it out. You're welcome to go over there and check it out.
That's cool.
They have their own website, Englewood Fishing Club. All right, West Wall.
There's a lot of small snook and some nice redfish along the bushes over there. The trout are on the outside of the bar in that 4 feet of water range, 3 feet of water, along with still a couple of reports of scattered pompano. One guy saw cobia while drifting out there, but I haven't heard of anyone catching any. But he said the water's just beautiful. He said you can see everything moving along, cruising along. He saw a bunch of manatees and some rays. He was having a good time just field tripping. That's always a good time, especially this time of year if you got winter guests coming down or holiday guests.
You leaving us? Hang on just a minute. All right. Let's see. Move on down the way to Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes had a few pompano, trout, an oddball Spanish mackerel and bluefish on it. And then up along the shoreline, they're still catching a few snook. They're seeing more than they're catching, but there's also been a couple of redfish right there in that trough there and right at the entrance into Muddy Bay. So they're doing not too bad down there. Weird part is I haven't heard of any flounder or anything like that, which we should hear of at least a couple down there.
It's been so rough. The wind's been blowing, hitting that point really hard. So I don't think it's a matter that the fishing's not great. I think it's a matter that getting there is tough.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's one of the biggest things about it. People say, well, how's the fishing? I said, well, I think the fishing's pretty good. I said, but getting to the fish in a lot of instances is really tough.
Yeah, that's what a couple of people at the PGI Fishing Club were saying.
Yeah.
Bow
Bay, Turtle Bay?
A lot of trout. Mostly trout, what I'm hearing about. There are quite a few sheep's head cruising along the mangroves, but trout have been the main focus of everybody. I haven't heard much of snook or redfish in there. You know, Mike Myers caught a few in there last weekend, but I haven't talked to him about any of it, so. But the trout have been by far the most productive thing. Getting in there has been skinny. There's been some pretty low tide days in there, so once you get there after getting pounded, got to be real careful drifting around through there and pay attention.
Leave your motor down. Idle until it gets shallow and the motor bumps, going up wind. When that happens, cast out, leave your motor all the way down so that the motor catches before the bottom of the boat does.
Right.
And that way you never run aground. Okay, Cape Hayes, Danger Reef.
I've got nothing at either one of them.
Gasparilla Sound.
Gasparilla Sound, there's been...
Boca Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, okay. Devilfish, all that area.
Yeah, Devilfish. Right. K.O. Palouse, somebody was just telling me... guy was telling me about it. He was catching a bunch of fish by K.O. Palouse, but I can't remember what he said they were.
I heard of some flounder at the beginning of the week over there and some pompano, but...
It might have been pompano.
Okay.
Guy was telling me he was catching pompano over there at K.O. Palouse.
Right. The whole thing right there behind the Three Sisters and right into... Whidden Bay and all that, there's been some big sheep's head cruising around the docks right there going into the canals of Boca Grande and all of those mangroves in Whidden Bay, Catfish Creek.
Now, what was over there?
Sheep's head. Big sheep's head. Like, guys are catching like 15, 16, 18 inch sheep's head. Been some trout out there on the flats. Handful of small redfish. Guys are seeing a lot of big snook, but not catching too many of them. Danny posted a couple big snook that he caught over in that area this past week, but been kind of quiet on the snook part.
All right, Placida Pier, trestles.
Sheep's head, and more sheep's head, and a few pompano mixed in there, and some mangrove snapper. That's pretty much all I've been hearing about there. It's been pretty decent, the guys fishing on the pier itself, or from their boats fishing around the trestle itself.
Okay, and Lemon Bay, up there where the Englewood Fishing Club hangs out.
A lot of trout. Trout have been really good. Carl did real good a couple different times this week. Another gentleman was doing real good there at the, that conservancy. Those guys are back now that usually kayak or wade fish there. So a lot of trout, been a few ladyfish there. Some mangrove snappers starting to show up a little bit in some of those grass flats. They're mostly small guys, but they're catching them. And the one guy saw a couple of redfish go by, but couldn't get them to chew. And he said they were bigger redfish. So at first he thought they were black drum, but they actually swam right underneath his kayak. But they wouldn't take his gulp.
Okay, that's going to take us out to the Anger Pier.
Sheep's head, some snook at night, some juvenile tarpon hanging around the bridge at night, and then the trout during the daytime with a couple of bigger trout being caught around the actual bridge itself while the guys are fishing for snook and during the day for sheep's head. So kind of a mixed little gamut there. Guy had a picture of the walking bat fish.
Oh, yeah?
He caught one of those there. That was really pretty cool to see that. And it was a good size one. It was bigger than his hand, and he had, you know, a pretty good size mitten. It's always cool to see oddballs.
Yeah. I gotta go up and see Doc Windsor, get my neck fixed. This is making me nuts not be able to feel my fingertips and stuff.
Sure.
So, I just haven't had time to get up there. All right, Gulf of Mexico.
Been a little...
Now, guess what? Vinny and the North Fort Myers store, they're actually getting quite a few people in now, and they're getting a lot of fishing reports. Gag grouper, Captiva Pass, and just outside of Captiva along the shoreline, there are a lot of gag grouper in any of the holes right there between Captiva and Redfish Pass as you work your way south. There is some dimples in the bottom out there that when you find them, you will, and we're going to try and get those kind of charted out for you. But if you head out there, not that far from shore, what I'm hearing about 3 to 5 miles out is where these skag group are hanging out. And there's legal ones there as well in Captiva Pass. And that's from our North Fort Myers store. And that is in the Ingman Marine Boat Dealership there. All right. Nice. So Gulf of Mexico.
10 to 15 miles out, the porgies, grunts, some sheep's head, and lane snapper are all doing really, really good. It's been a little bumpy going out there, but they are getting those. That one guy caught, what did he tell me, 6 scamp yesterday? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
None of them were legal size, but to catch 6 scamp inside that is pretty impressive to me. And he did catch 1 legal red grouper out of that. So I think if you're willing to go out and fight the wind a little bit, it's definitely fishy out there.
How would you say that? Scamps or scamp grouper? Or what?
They just classify them as scamp, but they are in the grouper family.
Yeah. And how far out would you go for the grouper?
Realistically, for the red grouper, prior to this blow, it was 25 miles, 80 feet. You know, that's when they've been catching them. A couple of guys catching the really big ones out there in like 90 to 100 feet, but haven't had any accurate reports on that this week, unfortunately.
All right. That's going to take us down to the passes. Now, Redfish Pass, according to Vinny in the North Fort Myers store, and Vinny's down there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If you want to talk to him, Rick's there on Mondays, Greg's Friday and Thursday and Friday, and John's on Saturday. But Vinny's there Tuesday and Wednesday. And in Redfish Pass, there's a lot of sheephead there and all along that inside right there. But that's kept Redfish Pass, sheephead. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, Venice.
A lot of sheep's head. Whole lot of sheep's head. Some mangrove snapper moving back in there. There was a couple guys that did catch some small flounder. Not big enough for them to want to mess with, but at least there was a couple. And then along on the beach side, the guy said that there was some pompano there, but he only managed to get one of them. He saw a few swimming along the surf and got tried all day, but he only got one.
Okay. And that's going to take us to walking the beaches. And again, from our North Fort Myers store, Vinny has a lot of extra activity at Bowman's Beach, Turner Beach. This area is kind of really good for larger shark fishing. It's been one of the staples down there. Many reports of large snook and redfish hitting there as well on cut bait, as well as live pinfish, sea trout, lots of ladyfish, whiting, any kind of bait shrimp is good. Mullet, Spanish mackerel, thread fins, all good bait down there. Chunks of stingray are what the sharks are biting. Bowman and Turner Beach are really starting to pick up right now. And I don't even know where Bowman and Turner Beach are.
I don't know either, to be honest. I've heard of Turner Beach down there, but I'm not familiar with the other one.
So, anyway, I will get those figured out and put it up for you guys. All right, what's going on walking the beaches?
Honestly, the only place I've had has been Boca Grande. Okay. Boca Grande on 19th Street, 7th Street, and down by the lighthouse behind the South Beach restaurant there by the old Broken Down Bridge. A few pompano, some small flounder by the old Broken Down Pier there at South Beach. They've been getting some sheep's head also, and a couple guys got into some bonnet heads also. That's really about it. Nothing gangbuster, unfortunately.
All right. Ponderosa, Sanibel?
Sanibel, guys are starting to pick up some sheep's head and some trout right there around the causeway itself. A few of those bigger trout are being caught just north of there along those grass flats and those docks right there. I guess that is Ponderosa, really.
Okay. And from our Fort Myers store, located in North Fort Myers, about 3 blocks south of Pine Island Road, Vinny says the Causeway Islands, the sheephead, Captiva inside and outside, mangrove snappers, whiting, ladyfish, a lot of redfish being caught right there from the beach, as well as snook, pompano, even triple tail. Many of the reports of snook and some reds hitting shrimp, frozen ladyfish, thread fins, or pinfish live. Spotted sea trout being caught on the grass flats just inside of Sanibel there, using shrimp fished under a bobber or popping cork. Flounder, jackfowl, mangrove snappers has all been caught underneath the bridge using shrimp or cut greenbacks. Sharks, mostly black tips and bonnet heads, but there's a few other things. You really just try and shrimp, even frozen squid, maybe some mullet. So
it's pretty good.
Yeah, he's they're actually, that store was just decimated by the news media, fake news garbage with all their, you know, everybody there is dead. If you get within a mile of the water, you're going to be sick. And, you know, it was just, it was nonsense. Right. And, you know, we had a guy from Minnesota call me a liar on the phone.
Nice.
He says, you know, how's the red tide? I said, well, there's no red tide around the area right now. And we didn't have any red tide in Charlotte Harbor at all this summer. You're lying.
Really? And,
yeah, I just told him, I said, but, you know, you're obviously coming to the wrong part of Florida, you know, and you obviously don't need to be trading with me. I said, I'm a jerk, and I can be a real butthead, but I'm an honest jerk, and I'm a very honest butthead, and why would I lie? Right. I said, what's in it to gain for me? Well, I heard on CNN, and I'm like, yeah, well, there's your second mistake. I tell you what, Minnesota sounds like a great place to spend the winter. Just stay up there.
Right.
I mean, we deal with, you know, hundreds of people a day. And, yeah, I might not, you might not like what I say, but if I'm saying it, it's what I believe to be the truth, or as far as I know to be the truth.
Right.
And we had no red tide in Charlotte Harbor. And why would I, what difference would it make at this point? You know, call me a liar over this?
Right.
I was like, give me a break, you know?
Yeah,
God, stay up north, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, we get thousands of amazing visitors. Oh, and big shout out to London. Great Britain, we love you guys. You know, you guys are awesome. I was at the Englewood Fishing Club. I ran into two guys from England, and had a great time talking to them. They're absolutely amazing folks. And you know, if you're listening in England and the weather's a bit crummy, we love you guys. We hope you guys can come and visit Canada, all the northern states. You guys are all welcome here, but if you're a butthead, stay home. Right. I'm here, one is our limit. You know, you got one butthead in Florida, that's me. We don't need any more.
Jeez.
There is a quota here, you know, I'm it.
Nice.
You know, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I was taken aback by that.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was, I don't know why it bothered me, you know, but it really did, it really hurt. I was like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I guess I shouldn't be, but I probably got the emotional stability of a 13-year-old girl, you know. and I don't have any hormones, so, you know, I don't know what the heck would cause that. All right, getting back to the Coosatchie River. Still some tarpon up by the Franklin Locks.
Nice.
Yeah, still doing good on tarpon up there.
I haven't heard much up there at all, so that's pretty good.
Well, that's from Vinny in our North Fort Myers store. Check them out, guys, if you haven't been there. The fishing's actually getting pretty good. Tuesday, Wednesdays, Vinny's there. Monday, Rick. I've been telling them, give us a fishing report.
Right.
You know, tens of thousands of people listen to the report, and literally hundreds of thousands of people read the report. And we love all you guys. Don't let me put you off. You know, I know I'm a jerk, but, you know, I can't help it. When somebody does something like that to me, you always want to, you know, talk about it.
Right.
So, Coosatchie, I always think if you try and hide stuff, it makes it bad.
Right.
As soon as you hide things, it just becomes a big thing. Put it out in the open. Okay? I'm a good guy, I'm a bad guy, I'm a hero, I'm a villain, you know.
You play them all.
Yeah.
You're a man of many hats.
So, anything in the Clusatchee you got?
I've got nothing.
Okay. And Cape Coral Canals. I wonder where West Gulf is. Is that, that's in Cape Coral? Or is that another subdivision?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Not familiar with that one at all.
Because I'm going to have to start learning all this stuff now. I don't make it to Fort Myers except to help out in the store down there. Got to start going down there. I mean, it sounds like fishing's pretty good. Snook, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, and some small trout. And, you know, that was in... I threw it in the Cape Coral because I have no idea where West Gulf is.
Yeah, I have no idea where that is either.
So, I got a hunch it's probably down by the mouth of the Clusatchee somewhere.
Right.
That's what it sounds like, but we'll find out. Anything you got for Cape Coral?
Nothing.
All right. Matt Lachey.
Really good. A lot of sheep's head. They're starting to pick up pretty well. Trout are starting to pick up all over the place down there, from Smokehouse all the way to Indian Fields to beyond Matt Lachey towards St. James City there. There's been some juvenile tarpon at the mouths of the canals right there, and they're coming out of Cape Coral. A handful of redfish and a handful of snook being caught down there also. Kind of that whole mixed gamut going on, but sheep's head and trout are the main things that guys are talking about because they really perked up this week. They like that cold weather. Finally that water temperature sustained at that temperature where they liked it at.
Yeah, I never see if I can get on my website real quick, because we went past the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, fishandfranks.com, weather and tides, and Gulf water temps. Scroll down the page and Key West, 73.8. It's actually almost 2 degrees warmer than normal. Naples is 69.6, about a degree warmer than normal. And St. Pete at 65. Pensacola at 56. Pensacola is 2 degrees below normal. And Naples is about a degree and a half above. St. Pete is a 1 degree above normal. But with 65-degree Gulf temps, that's going to bring a lot of fish closer to shore. The cooler the Gulf waters are, the closer to shore the fish get. The warmer it is, the more they push out to the cooler, deeper water.
Right.
So this is the time of year where you're going to find, as soon as the wind backs down, I think we're going to find a lot of grouper, red grouper, gag grouper, all that being caught very close to shore.
Oh, absolutely.
But
and on top of having no pressure makes it even that much better.
Yeah. I'm hoping some of this rain is actually going to get up to the river. No. No.
Is it even flowing at all?
292 cubic feet per second. It's at 2.3 feet in Arcadia. No, there's really not much water coming.
Not much.
Not enough to protect us from any red tides. That's been the funny part about it. All summer when the news media was literally going crazy about all the red tide, we had none. And it was physically impossible for us to have any with all the fresh water we had, because red tide won't live in fresh water. Now, I've looked, and we've got background to present, they say, you know, barely any around, which is normal. We always have some. Red tide is like a lot of other plants. It kind of goes sleepy time, dormant, and then blooms and goes crazy and kills everything. But, you know, there's really little to none. But if it would pop up now, now is when it's scary.
Now is when it's very scary.
Because if... in the summer, it hit on the intercoastal. The fish could be inside of it or outside of it. And let's say 50,000 pounds of fish died during that red tide, 100,000 pounds. If you've got a commercial boat bringing in 5,000 pounds, 10,000 pounds, twice, three, four times a week, and so it's about a month's worth of commercial fishing from one or two boats.
Right.
You know, and everybody's all up in arms that all the world's ending. And it's literally just a commercial take for a month or two. And the fish are all back in there. Everything's all going good. I don't understand where they all come from. I'm glad they come from these places. But because it was so limited to the intercoastal and just along the beaches, if the fish went outside and got into the by the reefs, or if they stayed in the harbor, they were fine.
Right.
It was just the ones that got caught right there in that bad part. So, you know, but now if it hit, oh my God, it could be catastrophic, devastating. It was bad this summer, but just bad. Catastrophic is when it comes up in and goes up through Charlotte Harbor, because the fish have no escape at that point.
No.
They're going to die. The bait's going to die. I mean, it's just, it's that's catastrophic. That's horrible.
Right.
But the way it was this summer, it was just bad. It just made worse by fake news. You know, I wish they would hire reporters. All they have nowadays on the network is people who watch Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all these social mudslinging things.
That's because that's all the kids today can do.
And they go through and they see
they
what's on
there.
They
don't have a driver's license, so they can't go out and really investigate.
Oh, yeah, 24 is the new 14. But they just sit and see what it is, and they say, well, you saw it on the internet, but tune in tonight at 11 because we're going to tell you how really bad it is. It's horrible. It's catastrophic. It's way worse than the internet says. Tune in to us. We're going to tell you how bad it is.
Right.
Give me a break. All right, Pine Island Sound.
Pine Island Sound's doing really good on trout. Once again, they're kind of the key this whole week. Anywhere down there, just doing really well. The Captiva Rocks, that whole oyster flat down there, has had some good-sized trout on it with some actual decent-sized redfish. A handful of snook being caught down in there. Mangrove snapper. Been an oddball Spanish mackerel and an oddball couple of black tips that I've heard about. Guys have seen a couple of bigger bull sharks cruising the shallows looking for some of those mullet, I'm guessing. And then I got some reports of some miscellaneous larger ladyfish mixed in with the trout fishermen. So it's pretty good down there. It is a little milky because of the wind, but when it calms down and lays down, I guess the visibility has been pretty impressive. You know, you can do some sight fishing if you're really watching close.
Yeah, boy, my fingers made a mess of that one.
Yeah.
That's going to take a bit to straighten out. But the North Fort Myers store is batted again. Vinny down there says the snook are here along with the ladyfish on Pine Island Sound. Some trout, redfish, mangrove snappers, big jacks, and tarpon. And tarpon are kind of looking for ladyfish, he says, down there. Triple tail out around the crab traps. And they are biting shrimp. Whiting and flounder are being caught. Some pompano are being caught as well. If you go on Fish and Franks 2, you can get there on the main page of the website. I guess they've got a photo gallery started. And so the water's gotten a lot better down there, he says. So things are looking good down there. All right, Jug Creek Shoals.
Jug Creek Shoals, I heard of some pompano this week, and that was the only report I got.
Well, according to Vinny at the Fort Myers store, oversized redfish being caught on the north end of Pine Island off to Boquilla Pier. So, some big redfish down there.
Okay, there you go.
Now, Vinny's stuff is going to be in that kind of purple color, so you can tell when they've got a report up on there, because otherwise it kind of gets lost of what we're doing. Burnt store, two pines.
Pompano along the bar. Snook and redfish along the mangroves and out towards the bar, especially with the bigger redfish. Some trout hanging out on both sides inside the bar and on the outside of the bar. Some bigger ladyfish, been a handful of small jacks in the 2 to 5 pound range. And one guy got into a couple of black tips while drifting on the outside of the bar looking for those trout and pompano. He said they weren't real big, they were 2.5 to 3 footers, but he still had a good time with them. He didn't have a picture, so I couldn't verify if it was a bowl, baby bowl, or a black tip. Because usually this time of year, when you hear of a black tip, it's usually bigger, 4 to 6 feet.
Right, and it's mostly the smaller bull sharks being mistakenly ID'd.
Right.
The redfish down there, are they up by the mangroves?
No, I'm hearing there's a few along the mangroves, but the bigger ones have been out towards the bar. You know, a couple guys got into some oversized fish, that 28 to 32 inch range. And they caught those all on cut bait. They caught them on cut ladyfish and cut mullet. they had seen them the day before and couldn't get them to hit artificial, so they went back out there again with some cut bait and got into them.
Okay, what's going on the east side?
A lot of snook and redfish in the way back creeks, of assorted sizes. A redfish are from 12 inches to 30 inches, mostly being caught on shrimp and cut bait. And then you've got quite a few trout that are on the inside of the bar and just on the outside of the bar. Been a couple of oddball pompano being caught on the outside of the bar just north of Pirate Harbor. And guys are seeing some cobia swimming along the bar, but not catching them. So I'm still hearing mixed reports on them, just no consistent catches. So have a lure ready or have a shrimp on a cork just ready to cast to them and see how that works out, because it's definitely a probability on those cobia. Nobody's said anything about sizes of anything, but they're at least seeing them. And the water is pretty darn clear. It has been shallow because of the wind, but you find some of those deeper spots, it's been pretty productive.
Alligator Creek.
Been some jacks. Trout are starting to move in there a little bit more, but not a lot. If you go towards the back, going into Burnt Store Isles there, mangrove snapper, some bigger jacks up to like 10 pounds, a few black drum, a lot of juvenile tarpon up in there, and the snook are kind of cruising all around through that whole Alligator Creek, Burnt Store Isles, canal systems. Yeah, you know, so it's been pretty good. Quite a few guys been fishing that because of the wind getting up in there and playing around, so it's not too bad. And the amount of guests that are coming down saying, you know, their snook lights just loaded with snook and baby tarpon. So that's always good to hear.
Ponce de Leon.
Some small black drum this week, you know, up to like 8 pounds. Bigger mangrove snapper started to cooperate a little bit more, and a few guys got some sheephead off of there. And that's about it, unfortunately. But the sheephead were decent size. They were like 15 inches. I had to do a double take on one because the stripes were really faded on the picture. So it almost looked like a juvenile black drum. It was kind of strange.
All right. PGI canals.
PGI is doing really good. A lot of snook in there. Tarpon. Bigger jacks. 10 to 15 pounds. The mangrove snapper bite's been really quiet this week. I haven't heard much about those guys, which is a little odd. And then the a lot of people catching catfish, which we talked about yesterday on the radio, because most of them are fishing for them. You know, but sail cats and hardheads of all sizes. You know, so it's not too terribly bad back in there. A lot of guys trolling, coming in and out. They're finally starting to catch on a little bit over there on that side with the trolling factor.
All right. Gilcrest Pier?
I've got nothing.
All right. Alligator Creek Reef?
I've got nothing. Got nothing off of there this week.
Okay. The deep holes in the harbor?
Same. Nothing, unfortunately. I just think it was too windy for most of them to get out there.
Bait reports?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Freshwater?
Crappie fishing. Crappie have been on the hit list, definitely. Rotunda, Port Charlotte, Northport, even getting a few reports out there at the web. Crappie are just starting to cooperate pretty darn well. Minnows mostly, with a few guys catching them on beetle spins and little jigs. And they're back to that pepper tree thing again, at least in the Port Charlotte canals, according to two different guys. You know, they're finding those bigger bushes that are really fluffed up and fishing the edges of those. Starting to pick them up to like 12, 13 inches. I haven't heard of any of those 14, 16 inches yet, but they should be coming. So that's been really, really good. Bass fishing has been decent. Some of these fish are in pre-spawn, so they've been feeding a little bit more, but it has slowed down a little bit. The only real good report I got was from Lake Susie and Deep Creek, which are both, you have to live there in those places to fish them. But guys are catching bass up to 5 or 6 pounds using shiners and also using some of the deeper diving crankbaits in there. We've been selling quite a few shiners, but nobody's been getting back to me on any good reports.
I get that, because But those Strike Kings, I don't know if they call them square bills or crankbaits, they're the round ones. I used to always call them bubble baits because they're round, more like a ping pong ball. They're not minnow shaped. And they've been really whacking the bass with those things.
Yeah.
Depending whatever brand you actually like, but they're doing pretty good on it.
Yeah.
Do we get a tarpon report?
We've got nothing except for a couple juveniles at the 41 bridge.
Okay.
Nothing super special at all.
All right, no map. But there is nighttime tarpon fishing at the 41 BRIDGE bridge. Okay. All right. And I think that brings another one of these to a close. You know, we actually did this in 40 minutes.
Jeez. Well, we had a half a dozen or better blanks.
Yeah, well, I've been getting a lot of complaints because, you know, I talk too much and I go off topic and I random and I rant and getting a lot of complaints about that. You gotta get more on the fishery report, you know, I don't have time to listen to all this. I'm like, really? It's a fishery report. And your little thing on your, you know, thing where you listen to it, you just click that forward or backwards and you can eliminate me for most of it.
Yeah, they forget about that little fast forward button or reverse button.
Yeah, you could just move the little dot back and forth and you don't have to listen to me at all. You know, speed up.
Well, it's one of those things. They yell at you because you talk too much, or they yell at you because you got behind and didn't get it up on time. It's like, you just can't win for losing.
You know, we try. Really do. We do. But I'm really tired, boys and girls. I need a few days off. And
you need like a vacation from a vacation. You need like several weeks off.
I would be good with like 4 days. I could take 4 days off and be good with it.
I don't think you'd know what to do with yourself besides sleep.
I don't think I wouldn't make it off the couch for at least the first day or two.
Right.
Couch, porch, kitchen, bathroom, couch. That would be kind of the
path.
Yeah, the little area that I'd be hanging out in.
Have a mark in the tile and the carpet from the circle that you'd walk.
We're going to finish front of the building. We're going to finish facing that up on Monday. Chuck's been doing amazing. I think the bait room's done. I don't think I have anything else to do back there. I got that dialed in pretty good again.
Just got to check that leak when you have time.
Well, I can't fix the leak until I drain that tank and I can crawl into it. That's going to be a while.
Yeah.
When it gets much, much warmer than it is now. For right now, keep the level of the water below the leak, because I'm not crawling in there. You know, God.
Good point.
Once it gets warm, I'll crawl in the bait tank, clean that out, fix that leak. But, okay, I got a leak to fix there. We've got to get the rod reel room redone. Got to do that.
Yeah.
And then we've got to get the boutique under control. It's jammed up with clothes and hats and shirts. You still got to do that.
Yeah.
I really can't think of too much else. The main,
just little details.
The old part of the store is actually in pretty good shape, I think.
Yeah.
And the new section, we got a little bit of line to keep moving out. We got all those new stickers to put up. I really can't think of what else we've got to do. Let finish the front. And then I got to paint the whole back of the building, and we got to start the seminars.
Yeah.
So let's see. I don't know. Do you think we can get seminars in this week?
I don't think so. I think you're better off waiting until right after the holidays are over.
Well, that's going to be after. That's going to be into January then.
Right, but that's only 12 days away.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say maybe, but we have so many telephone numbers, so many people asking us. I was thinking about doing like a fish club meeting, like call and see if anybody wanted to come for like Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah. It's almost my birthday. I'm almost old tomorrow.
You do what you
tomorrow want. Tomorrow I'm old.
Tomorrow you are.
Tomorrow I'm old.
Today you are not.
Well, today I'm...
You just feel old.
No, actually, it really doesn't change much, because like last year I turned 60. So that was kind of like a milestone that I missed. Right. You know, that just blew it right off. Didn't even notice that one happened, and now it's 61, so it's like, yeah, it's 61. What's the big deal? You know, 60 should have been a big deal.
Right. Should have
but been. Forgot about it. I forgot it happened, so I didn't remember my birthday happened until a couple days later. So, kind of missed that one. So, what's the next one? I guess 65 would be a milestone one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I can't collect Social Security until I'm 66 and a half.
Really?
Yeah, well, you're probably closer to 70.
Probably 80 or 90.
You know? Yeah, I think you'd be at 67. So, yeah, it's really weird. But all in all, anyway, boys and girls, enough messing around. Anything you can think of fishing-wise?
Not really. Mm. I mean, fishing's good. It's just you got to get out in between these weird weather fronts. We're in that La Nina pattern, man. So it's like every 7 days.
Is it El Nino or La Nina?
La Nina.
Oh, yeah. That explains a lot.
Every 7 day pattern. Finally, well, you and I heard about it a couple months ago because you said that's probably what it was going to do. But yeah. Now that's like every weather channel finally caught up and said, hey, this is what's going on. Moses was slow, but he was old.
Yeah, I know.
So this every 7 day with these fronts, you seem to have like a 2 day window of gorgeous and then 2 day window where it's not too bad. But then you got that 2 days or 3 days where it's like, oh, man. You know, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
So take advantage of the moments while you can.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to load the fishing report, get that up, and then we'll load the show and let people see how obnoxious we can really be and what we're just sitting around, you know, BSing. But
well, we don't do anything else during the day. Kind of play on Facebook and bonbons. Yeah. And
just I sit in my lounger eating bonbons.
Right.
What the heck is a bonbon anyway?
I don't
anyway?
Know what it is. I know they sell them at Dillard's.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to get a box of bonbons. I don't want a lot because I'm diabetic.
Oh, no, it's Godiva. I'm sorry, Godiva. They sell at Dillard's.
Oh, okay.
My fault.
Godiva's good. That's one of the good chocolates.
Yeah.
There was good stuff. All right.
Do they make sugar-free Godivas?
I don't know if they make sugar-free bonbons. I want to find out if they have sugar-free bonbons. I want to find out what the heck a bonbon is first.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is either.
So once I find out what it is, I'll see if they make sugar-free bonbons.
There you go.
Anyway, boys and girls, thank you for listening. This was us. And this, you could tell, we did this late at night. It's 7:30 at night. And I remember when that wasn't even getting the night started.
Right.
A woman was in. She said, my parents say, well, they got to wake up at 4:30. It's just genetic. And that's how, you know, you get old, you wake up early. I said, it's nothing to do with being old. It's going to bed at, you know, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night. If you go to bed at 8 hours later, it's 4 in the morning. You're going to wake up.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then again, there's no late night shows worth watching anymore. God, I miss, you know, Johnny Carson and Jay Leno and the ones like that.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien was pretty good at times, but Jay Leno and Johnny Carson.
Who is the tall, skinny, weird one? He was good.
Conan O'Brien.
No. The other guy on mainstream.
David Letterman.
Letterman. I enjoyed Letterman.
He was genuine. He was just a genuine.
Love him, hate him. At least he was genuine. All these guys are now. They're just weirdos.
Well, they're politically driven now because of their station that they work for. So they actually have to pick a side and be obnoxious.
I liked it in the old days when they picked on everybody.
Right. Equal now, opportunity. Just hammer them all.
Yeah, and now it's all one-sided stuff.
Yeah.
There was a report came out that 95% of the people who are not on the left think the media got bad. Gee, that low.
Really?
Yeah, I would have thought higher than that.
Jeez.
I guess there's 5% of them that fell asleep. So, anyway, we're going to do this again before Christmas, right?
Yes.
So, all right. And I don't have my ding-dong.
We will make the time to
do it. It's the most wonderful time in 8 years song going around anymore. So, I don't know what I did with it. So, anyway, guys, boys and girls, I guess that's it. This is Fish and Drink. And it's Robert and Jared Russman. And it's your fast-talking, lip-rocket radio rhythm ranger, the one and only. Yeah, we're all done. Good night, boys and girls. Happy, is Hanukkah yet?
I think it's over.
Well, I hope you had a good Hanukkah.
Yeah, I think it's close.
It's around Hanukkah time.
Yeah.
I don't even remember it was my birthday tomorrow. My dad came in and wished me happy birthday. That's how come I remember.
Reminded you, nice.
Happy birthday, by the way. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, if I can't remember my birthday, I'm going to really have a hard time on Hanukkah because I'm not Jewish. I'm Dutch. I don't know if there's Jewish festivals. There's got to be, right?
I'm sure.
Anyway. Well, anyway, if you're Jewish, hope you had a great one or are having a great one. There and we'll get to the Christmas stuff next week. Bye, boys and girls.